It was another hot celeb-filled week on Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.
Everyone, I've got a new liquid inside of me. Sorry.
You can't be saying that, mate.
We chatted to some big names this week, one of them being Billie Eilish.
Duh.
And Abby had some advice for her.
I was at my friend and they had a wig on, so I stole the wig. And I ended up dancing in the gay bars with a wig and sunglasses on, and not one person asked for a photo. So if you want to borrow that mullet wig, maybe not that colour because it's too similar to your hair colour right now, would you consider it, do you think?
Yeah, I've thought about it. I feel like the thing is, though, like, I have, there's parts of my face that I can't get away from.
The eyes?
The eyebrows and the eyes. Mm-hmm. Because I'm telling you, like, I've been in situations where I'm wearing nothing you'd ever think I would wear. I'm wearing a full hat. You can't even see my hair. I'm wearing a mask. But all you can see is my eyes. And people, it truly freaks me out. Yeah, I'm like in this elevator and this girl just walked in and she was like, oh my God, Billie. And I was like, bitch, what the fuck is why? Like, I just don't, it freaks me out. And it's like, bless your heart for being such a, like,
the vibe
a
is so
G
strong.
That you know that it's me.
This very sexy Scottish man was also on the show this week.
Hello, this is Lewis Capaldi, and you're right, okay.
And considering he's from Scotland, he certainly knows how to make you move to Australia.
Kyle and Laura, get your act together. Get to Australia. It's better than it is in Scotland. It's sunny, it's nice and warm. The people are great. Everyone's better looking in Australia for some reason. It's really weird. Everyone's just really hot, which is frustrating when you go down there and you're like, oh God. Everyone's like kind of chill and relaxed, and it's like, look at us, we're wearing our thongs. We've got our thongs on. That means flip-flops. That doesn't even mean what you think. I mean, it means flip-flops. And they abbreviate everything. They say like Arvo, it's crazy. They're great people. They love guitars and things. They like listening to guitar music. It's rock and roll down there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got a moustache.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a moustache, and not the way that the women on the bus to, I don't know, Campus Lang has a moustache. It's not the same. It's like everyone's got cool moustaches. It's like a cool thing. I'm going down there for a new year, so come on down.
Oh, yes.
Lewis Capaldi and Billie Eilish weren't the only ones getting pressed this week. The whole team got papped. Well, apart from Rowan, sauce so mate.
Max has been papped before.
Max took your shirt off.
I didn't take my shirt off.
Shirt off.
No, I used to work at the Block at Channel 9, so there's like heaps of photos of me holding clipboards in worker boots.
That's great.
But then today you had a clipboard again.
I know, it's so weird. This is like all of my pap photos are with clipboards.
Clipboards. There's something about that cornerstone of clipboards.
Am I often carrying a clipboard?
You know what it was, actually? I reckon it wasn't at me.
No,
They got a tip off.
It's the guy from the Block.
Because we got a coffee before the interview and I reckon they've gone, oh my God, that guy from the Block. The clipboard man from the Block is here. Get him.
What colour was it? Green clipboard?
No, it was a black clipboard, but with the branding on it.
With the hit branding. Fantastic. Thank you, Dave Cameron. We'll love that, Big Boss.
Weddings are magical days, but sometimes things go wrong. So we asked you, what's the worst thing you've seen at a wedding?
Naomi, what is the most bizarre thing you've seen at a wedding?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I'm actually a wedding coordinator, and my very first wedding that I was coordinating, we sent the bridesmaids down the aisle, and then we shut the doors to the chapel and get the bride all ready. Mm-hmm. And we're just about to open the doors, and she swore at the top of her lungs. And she said, don't open the doors. And the whole audience could hear we're like, it's okay, love, just take a deep breath, you'll be right. She's like, don't open the doors. We're like, okay. And we opened the doors and sent her down the aisle.
Get out there.
Oh, my God. Did she thank you later for sending her down the aisle, or did she?
Well, no. No, but look.
What happens to the cold feet? If you don't open those doors, you don't get paid, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, that wraps up another big week on Hot Nights. We're not here next week, but feel free to catch up on everything you've ever missed on the Listener app. Nice little corporate plug there.
This is Hot Nights with Abby Chatfield.